You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max Shea. This is episode 907, hour number 2. We heard music from Martin Simon and Simon Martin. Before the top of the hour, in hour number 1, which I was intending to divide up into 3 sets, but I only made 2 sets out of it because of a couple of minutes of time that I was lacking. So, around the middle of last hour, we heard George Crumb, a new release from Bridge Records, Complete Crumb Edition, Volume 18. That was called The Yellow Moon of Andalusia, with settings for the poetry of Federico Garcia Lorca, Spanish Songbook 3 for mezzo-soprano and amplified piano, as Crumb identifies the Yellow Moon of Andalusia settings, and that was Pause of the Clock, Ballad of the Little Square, Casita of the Lament, and Cicada, and Song of the Dead Orange Tree. And at the end, the 6th one was In the Forest of Clocks. Complete Crumb Edition, Volume 18. Tony Arnold, soprano. Amplified piano by Marc Antonio Baroni, with a text by Federico Garcia Lorca. Music performed at the Lang Performance Arts Center, Swarthmore College, June of 2016. Composition completed in 2012 by George Crumb. Settings to Lorca. The Yellow Moon of Andalusia. And then we heard music from the Quebecois composer Simon Martin. And what we heard was from Simon Martin CD called from Ambiance Magnétique, and this is called Hommage à la Duc Bordeaux and Riopelle, 3 famous painters from Quebec that Simon Martin was using as inspiration for his music for guitar and saxophone. In this case, it was the Trio de Guitare Contemporaine performing Leur Mauve, The Purple Hour, from Simon Martin. And we continued. We heard the final 2 minutes of that piece in the beginning of hour number 2. And then after Simon Martin, we heard Martin Simon, who is a Slovak composer and guitarist. And we heard his 1 minute composition, Flowing Guitar, included on 60x60, 2004-2005, from Vox Novus, released in 2006. And that piece was Detuned Guitar and Processing by Martin Simon, 2005 composition, Flowing Guitar. Martin Simon and Simon Martin. Because I looked up Simon Martin and Google gave me Martin Simon instead, so I played a little from both. Well, time is pressing, so we'll continue just briefly with Wayne Vitale and Brian Bambush, and we'll hear selections from their Balinese gamelan composition, Microcosmo. We'll hear The Dance and The Pengkon, amounting to 12 minutes in total. This was performed by the Santa Cruz Contemporary Gamelan, directed by Brian Bambush. Music recorded at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 13th, 2015. And we'll then hear an older piece from 1990, Musique Conquête with Computer Processing by Cindy McTee, a piece called Metal Music in Five Parts, and indicating where the sounds were sourced from: bins and bells, kettles and cans, tins and tanks, buckets and bolts, pots and pans. And Cindy McTee, who was now retired from the University of North Texas at Denton, was still a professor there when they made the CDCM Computer Music Series Volume 9, Musics, Metaphors, and Machines, from the Center for Experimental Music and Intermedia at the University of North Texas at Denton. And again, that's Computer Music by Cindy McTee, Centaur Records release from 1991. First, we will hear from Wayne Vitale before Cindy McTee. Wayne Vitale and Brian Bambush, selections from Microcosma, from the Microcosma CD on New World Records. Balinese Gamelan. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 907, hour number 2. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 907, hour number 2. We just heard music from Wayne Vitale and from Cindy McTee. We started with Wayne Vitale and Brian Bambush with the Santa Cruz Contemporary Gamelan, directed by Brian Bambush. That was selections from Wayne Vitale's composition Microcosma. That was called, we heard two selections, Dance and Pengkon from Microcosma for Balinese Gamelan, a New World Records release from 2017. That was recorded at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 13th, 2015. And then from Cindy McTee, who has since retired from the University of Texas, University of North Texas at Denton, we heard her composition Metal Music from 1989, and that was in five sections, and each section titled as the source of the sounds: bins and bells, kettles and cans, tins and tanks, buckets and bolts, and pots and pans. That comes from Centaur Records, a 1991 release, the CDCM Computer Music Series, Volume 9. Computer music by Cindy McTee, recorded at UT Denton, the Center for Experimental Music and Intermedia, composed in 1989. That same year, as Cindy McTee composed metal music, Mara Helmuth of the University of Cincinnati Conservatory started a composition she called Melips, which originated from the sound of sampled of a spoon striking a pot lid. So we have a similar theme here coming from Cindy McTee. And over the next decade, the composition became more complex with percussion added, crotals, triangles, Tibetan cymbals, Chinese cymbals, wind gong, tam-tam, and chimes. And these here are performed by Alan Ott, who directs the percussion ensemble of the University of Cincinnati, and with computer programming and sound sampling by Mara Helmuth, and that was completed in 1999 and retitled Melips 2. And this comes from a CD Mara Helmuth and Alan Ott, Implements of Actuation, which was released on the Electronic Music Foundation label in 2000. We'll hear more Alan Ott following this, and I do advise to refer to the Martian Gardens blog, which is Martian Gardens, one word, martiangardens.blog, because things get a little weedy here. Alan Ott used a couple of John Cage compositions in his own composition, which was titled... a lengthy title, Alan Ott's Connecting Egypt to Madison Through Columbus, Ohio, Cage, and The History of the American Labor Movement. And this comes from Mode Records' John Cage, The Works for Percussion 4. Alan Ott incorporates music from Cage's music from Marcel Duchamp from 1947 and Variations 2 from 1961. This was recorded at Theater A at the University of California, San Diego, in 2011. And I've listed the references for the texts which Alan Ott recites, voice, music for voice, and prepared piano and frame drum on this piece. Alan Ott and John Cage, Connecting Egypt to Madison, etc., etc., from Mode Records. First, this is Mara Helmuth and Alan Ott, Melips 2. Oh, by the way, the name Ott, O-T-T-E, as in Alan Ott, in this case, is not pronounced Ott, it's pronounced Otty, Alan Otty. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
February and March 2011, connecting Egypt to Madison through Columbus, Ohio, Cage, and the history of the American labor movement. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. These are the values inspiring those brave workers in Poland, the values that have inspired other dissidents under communist domination, who have been willing to go into the gulag and suffer the torture of imprisonment because of their dissidence. They remind us that where free unions and collective bargaining are forbidden, freedom is lost. They remind us that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Ronald Reagan, Labor Day, September 1st, 1980. We kept pressure on. We were making people conscious of their identity. A single thread, a rope that stretches out of sight. Tomorrow morning's dawn will show me enamored of jack pines, and jack pines enamored of sand. He is enamored of solitude. Yes and no are lies. The only true answer will serve to set all well afloat. For my country, when I reflect. The sun sets slowly, patient escort. This full but gentle river rippling along. I never asked questions about his work, but to find out the principle. An institution must be judged in light of whether it protects or undermines. To look at frost on the trees, an organizer sees how successfully people are coming together. Now, of course, out of habit, we go on without him. As meaningful to our own economic decisions, institutions judged examine each question ethically, aesthetically, protect or undermine dignity. public discourse preserve integrity, stability of biotic community. Organize people coming, kept pressure actively, became a different type. Cannot sleep. The greatest challenge today is to make sure that our beacon of liberty, freedom, and justice is as meaningful to our own citizens as it has been to the rest of the world. Wisconsin State Senator Carl Otte, Memorial Day, 1992.